Well, lads, I have for you on Tuesday morning another poem.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Here we are.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
Another silly Sunday getting laughed at by the pack. How could the Cowboys' future fade so speedily to black? If UNT were on our schedule, even they'd be talking smack.
Hey.
And in this hungry league, the Cowboys are now nothing but a snack. How do you explain Felix forgetting who to block? Or Skandrick and Newman not making Rodgers' world rock? Brooking couldn't catch their quarterback? This is poppycock! And Jenkins won't even tackle. Now that's a total crock. We're tired of listening to Jerry and his weekly wandering schlock. We look at 1-7 and go into total shock. We see our aging players and hear the ticking of the body clock and wonder just how many might soon be on the auction block. Now firing the coach is what the Cowboys had to do. So they bade our folksy Wade a heartfelt fond adieu and hope that Jason Garrett our hopes can now renew. But you have the feeling that at Valley Ranch a house cleaning's overdue. So what changes can be made to salvage this poor season? Is everybody knowing the snap count totally out of reason? And maybe blocking on a running play's a good place to begin. Or perhaps our defenders could stop looking like a mannequin.
Gosh.
The Green Bay debacle brought out the fat lady to...
Oh, right. No.
Not now we wonder at Jerry World if the cash registers will still go cha-ching. How ironic that this is what the football fates would bring. Because Wade's now just like his ex-players, getting paid for not doing a thing.
Very nice.
Yay. Okay, thank you. Very you stole nice. That off the internet.